As we bring forth the light, as we bring forth divine union, they're asking us to come into agreement with the acceptance of change. As we open up to light, as we open up to our highest frequency and alertness, what we're bringing forth is already presence. What we're bringing forth is our destiny. So as I'm saying this, with Carmen outside of the Earth atmosphere. So this is what is occurring very naturally. They're saying that we're reporting to duty. We're reporting to our divine ownership and orchestration of just inheritance. In other words, the reason we took on the simulation of having the body, of being in a linear lifestyle, is to assume self-mastery in the incarnation, in the inherent values. So as we will proceed, so proceeding is opening up to our light, opening up to our destiny, opening up to our soul agreement. So what's being activated, what's being triggered, and there's this like pulsation of new accommodations. So new accommodations is a frequency alertness. This is where you're driving the car, you're driving the bus, and you have a destiny in mind. And as you open up to the harmonics, as you open up to love's occurrence, you suddenly receive a quickening. In other words, you have a new broadcast, you have a new outlook, you have a new perception. And this perception brings forth your destination. So as we will receive our harmonics, as we will receive love's quotient and style. So in essence, we are love. So all of this looking for love or being attached to love in certain forms, in certain relationships, it's we're holding the grand prize within. In other words, what we're seeking is really our divine reunion, our true understanding of self. So as we will exchange the old for the new. So the old is what we were limited to in terms of our understanding of self, of life, of our divinity, and we're expanding beyond measure. So in other words, our limited format, our limited understanding, our mind could not measure our truth and accuracy because it's just not part of it. So we're going beyond the system, and I literally have this, the imagery is beautiful, but it's like this serpent who's like tied, like just wrapped around, not tied, but wrapped around this sword. And this sword is like claiming victory. It's like Excalibur. It's claiming truth. It's the truth of self. And so as we will report to our divine union, so we're the ones that report. We have the free will. We can hit, we can reach touchdown, we can stay in old captivity. And I literally have an animal where like the cage was open, it was free, but it's like, well, where's my next meal gonna come from? Where's my one? So it goes back into the cage because it understands how to administer, how to create its needs from that captivity lifestyle. So what we're doing, we want to understand, is the new harmonics bring forth the acquittal, bring forth the rapture, bring forth our awakening process. It's a little bit kind of unnerving. In other words, we've been looking left and all of a sudden we're being directed right. And we're like, what? What? So what's being brought forth is our customary provisionings. In other words, there's this gesturing. There's this like, almost like training wheels, like this in between where we're going and where we've been. So it's like this resting spot that's helping us make the transfer, that's helping us to step forth with delight, that's helping us bridge that gap between yesterday and tomorrow. So in other words, relying on source, opening up to love's provisions, opening up to the awareness that there is no lack. Now that's the destiny for each soul that is privy to this consciousness of change. In other words, what the reason you show up, you may think you show up because, oh, I have a question about my boss or whatever it may be. But from a higher platform, from a higher understanding, you're showing up because you're answering God's call. You're answering your soul's memory. And so the more that we take ourselves in this advantage to understand we're returning to truth that's beyond our old vision and understanding. And it's sort of like that leap of faith where, okay, I don't know where I'm going, but it feels that this is truth. This is certainty. So we're leaving the old paradigm of suffering, the old paradigm of trying to manipulate circumstances to survive or to quote unquote win or to get mercy. What we're doing is we're carrying mercy within and we're realizing our travel itinerary. So as we will receive our justified positioning, they're literally just showing me this third eye that, just imagine going to the movies and you're looking at a movie screen and you literally just have a third eye. Like that's all you see is just a third eye. Like this eye is just as big as anything that is within our field. Hold on one quick second. Come here, buddy. What we're doing is coming into divine consent and allowing ourselves that justified outlook. In other words, opening up our heart to our truest nature, to our truest understanding of self. So it's like provisions are happening. And what they mean by that is all that we need for this advancement, all that we need for this reconciliation is afoot. So just imagine your masters, your guides, your higher self. It's like bringing forth preparation. We all want to feel this so we feel that sense of security. We're not going to see it in the physical. So you're not looking for assurance because it's like looking out your window. Is the postman here? We're not looking for it in the physical. We are opening up to our essential pleasure because it's our frequency alignment that's going to bring forth the manifestation of the physical. So it's like whatever your pulsation is, whatever you feel like, I feel like this is due me, but I don't see it. What we're doing is trusting our own accord, our own sponsorship, our own divine union. So as we will receive our holy obligation, our obligation is to our whole self. Our obligation is beyond earth's pleasure. So in other words, beyond dualism, beyond the news, beyond what our well-meaning family advised is like what's possible in this reality, simply because they're saying they weren't measured. What they mean by that is they weren't in the frequency of all-knowing value. In other words, they weren't holding the energy alignment that we are now proceeding into. So this isn't about blame. This is more so of recognizing that in fact, this is the reason for our entry. This is the reason for this incarnation. And all of those generations have been sponsoring, holding where they were holding generational energies and just sort of doing the best they could at the level that they proceeded with. In other words, it's all been building for this moment of accelerated endurance, of accelerated presence. So as we will receive our holy welcoming, the welcoming is realizing that the stirring is occurring in the now moment. And I literally have a picture of like a sonogram. I think that's what you call it, like when you look at the baby in the womb. So this is just symbolic of the birthing of what we would refer to as the Christ energy, so the Christ child. Remember, that story is alerting each of us to our Christ advancement. So we don't want to get hung up on like the word, like Christ, nah, it's not my religion. So this is not about religion. This is about soul recognition. So whatever words feel appropriate, just substitute those words. What we're doing is we're expanding our entitlement beyond duality into our holy expenditure. Now, when I say expenditure, it's like I literally have all of this light language, almost like if you saw the movie The Matrix, it's like all this light language and geometry. It's just like, it's moving, it's alive. That's what I want to say about this. It's alive, and we're returning to our true life. So the life is waking up to our own divine inheritance. So as we will receive this gifting, remember, we're switching alignment, we're switching agreement. And so this energy is charged with our new arrival. So in English, whatever you're experiencing in your outer realm is an outpicturing of your old belief system. In other words, the belief that we've carried from, it's like, here you go, daughter, here you go, son, here you go, sister. It's like we've been carrying this old proxy. And so what we're doing is we're opening up to truth. So the energies that we are attesting to, that we're bringing into proper alignment and value, this brings forth cosmic resolution. So we bring forth new arrival, new understanding of self. So this broadcast is going to quicken our advancement. What isn't possible in the old paradigm, in the old energy, we're expanding in faith and creating anew. So this is where changes can occur very, very, very rapidly. And they had me use all those varies. The reason being so that we understand who we are, and they're saying the symphony that we honor. So the symphony is the light language. The symphony is the frequency. Remember, everything we experience is energy, is frequency. And as we adopt, it's almost like an orchestra playing a song, and everyone gets a new song sheet, and it's like, okay, time for the next song. It's going to sound very different. So this is what we're arriving to. This is what we're permitting. Now, we're permitting ourselves to stand out because it's we're dancing to a new frequency. And so this is, remember that animal that crawled back into its cage. It's we're relying on that advancement. We're relying on the passage of time. So just imagine you've got guides, you've got masters, you've got holy ones that are, how do I explain it? It's like they're sponsoring our arrival. So in English, there's this energy that we can tap into and that we can feel and that we can rest upon that serves us. In other words, it gives us that comfort. It gives us that leverage. So another way of saying this is everything is set up in our favor. We have to use our free will and adjust. That's not going to be done for us. We're the masters acquainting ourselves with a new lifestyle. But there's this buffering or this overlay that is going to feel like I feel something, I trust something. It's a leap of faith, but I just know. I just know that I know without knowing how I know. So what we're doing is allowing this new sequencing for full adaptation. So we're adopting this new arrival. So we're going to be testing it out in our own formulations. So this is where there's going to be an old way of doing something, and we're going to be adjusting to a new paradigm. Now, when I said that, I literally just became the Sphinx. Like when all of a sudden, my body shifted and I became the Sphinx. My mind does not understand the hows and whys of that. All I know is I'm adjusting to a new energy, and it's here for my arrival. So it doesn't matter if you sing it, if you see it, if you feel it, if you're just imagining it, because you're like, Nicole, I'm not getting anything. Of course you are. It's just we all have different ways of breaking through the transparency. So what we're learning to do is allow full broadcast, regardless of what is seen, perceived, felt, experiencing. What we're using our free will to allow full broadcast. So as we will receive our higher harmonics, as we will receive our destiny. Our destiny is, imagine you're hanging out with your spirit guide and you're looking at your soul records. It's like, this is what I want to accomplish in this incarnation. That's your destiny. That's your pre-planned objective. So your lower self is, well, I'll just take this and I'll be happy. This is all I want to manifest. And you're wondering why you can't manifest it. It's because your higher self has further involvement. In other words, there are several that are thinking too small. So it's like, why isn't Spirit blessing my request? It's because you have a further outreach. It's not just about what you think it is. It's about like advancement of humanity or advancement of your understanding of self, which is then going to bring you what it is that you're requesting. So it's not just creating a small miracle just so you can get through that particular issue. Yeah, that makes the most sense to me. So the more you understand that this is really a course of advancement of consciousness, it's about ascension, it's like it's going to be easier to open up to your wealth. So as we receive our gifting, they're asking us to allow transformation to begin. Transmutation of our perception. So that means how we receive ourselves, how we receive others, how we receive all of life. Allow yourselves to receive. And as we do, they're asking us to drop our perception of self. So I'm thinking like, okay, my name's Nicole. I want to receive as Nicole. I'm actually receiving as a Christ being, as an ascended master, whatever words, one with your I am presence, as a holy one, whatever words feel possible to you. Well, I don't quite understand this, but I'm game. Or that feeling that you know you're not the body, you know you're not just your linear life, that there's more to you. Allow yourself to receive in full measure. Let us pray. Now, when we're praying, we're not praying to something separate from us. The prayer is more of an agreement. So it would probably be more appropriate for me to say, let us come into agreement. That feels better, actually. Let us agree.